California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger yesterday in Sacramento held his first news conference since taking office. He laid out his plan to rescue the state from its severe budget crisis, but gave few details. Some Democrats, and at least one prominent Republican, expressed skepticism about Schwarzenegger's plan to borrow money to meet the deficit. NPR's John McChesney reports.
Men and machines clean up the streets of Sacramento following the huge inauguration ceremony here on Monday, and the new governor was launching his own long-promised cleanup of the state government. Gone were the recent conciliatory remarks about former Governor Gray Davis. Instead, Schwarzenegger referred repeatedly to the budget crisis he had inherited from the Davis administration. He proposed a multi-pronged program to begin dealing with a projected $25 billion budget gap. The first part of the plan involves borrowing billions of dollars.
I'm asking the voters to approve up to a $15 billion bond to consolidate the debt accrued by the reckless spending in recent years.
He also proposed that the voters approve a spending cap for the state.
Constitutional spending limit. This is to prevent future financial disasters and will never again allow politicians to recklessly overspend.
He also said that he had come up with $2 billion in spending cuts, but once again he didn't offer any details about where he would find that money, except to say that he would forgo his salary of $175,000. He said he didn't want to go into details until he'd heard from both Democratic and Republican legislators about their proposed package of cuts. His first act as governor was to repeal a recent tripling of the car license tax, a move that will add $3.5 to $4 billion to the deficit. That money was supposed to go to local governments.
I'm asking the legislators to provide funds to local governments so they can continue and maintain essential services such as police and fire protection.
And therein lies the first big rub with the democratically controlled legislature. At a news conference, Democratic Senate Leader John Burton was asked if lawmakers could find the money to help local governments, and his answer was unequivocal.
No, there is no money.
No, thank you.
Burton, with his customary bluntness, added that Schwarzenegger's repeal of the car tax was the equivalent of throwing cow manure in the punch bowl, and that the governor would have to work it out with local governments on his own.
We could eliminate the mental health programs. We could reduce dramatically the aged, blind, and disabled. We could do a whole lot of things. The answer to your question is, I don't think so.
Burton and other Democrats have also questioned the wisdom of borrowing billions more dollars, saying that a dollar borrowed today could cost $2 later with interest charges. And Democrats are not the only ones raising questions about the new governor's borrowing plan. Conservative Republican State Senator Tom McClintock, who ran against Schwarzenegger in the recall election, says he believes that the bond issue is unconstitutional and fiscally irresponsible.
And trumping all of that, in my view, is it is morally reprehensible for one generation to party hardy and then send the bill to their children.
Schwarzenegger wants to send both the bond issue and the spending cap to the voters in March. And to do that, he needs to have the legislature's cooperation, and he has to have it fast. Both ballot issues have to be ready by December 5th. And considering that there's a Thanksgiving break coming up, the somewhat sluggish Assembly and Senate will have to work quickly. But budget crunch day in Sacramento wasn't without a little sardonic humor. Democratic Senate Leader John Burton was asked what he would like from the new governor in return for his cooperation.
$10 billion tax increase. I'm prepared to negotiate.
That's something he knows won't be coming from a governor who repeatedly promised no new taxes during the campaign. And what the governor will get in the next few weeks from Democrats still smarting from the recall election remains unclear as well. But in his news conference, Schwarzenegger said he was absolutely confident that he could lead the warring parties to a compromise. John McChesney, NPR News, Sacramento.